At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Thanks a lot, Matt. We're ready for action. In fact, it just tipped off, and Van Buren has the tip. They're going to throw it in the corner. Eric Bat, Mackie Burnett has it atop the key. Now to Jordan West. Jordan West for three, and it's good, and let's see. It is good. We have an inadvertent whistle back the other direction. Van Buren starting off leading by a score 3-0. Now we have a foul called. They're back the other direction. A.J. Stewart's going to foul Luke Cruz, the 6'2 junior, spreading down the floor, attacking Van Buren a little bit on the run, and that's going to shoot the free throws after the made layup. Cruz attacking there and tying the game. So we have a three-pointer by Jordan West, an old-fashioned three-point play by Luke Cruz. So we're off to a fast start here, and we're just 30 seconds into this ball game. Van Buren wearing their home white uniforms with green trim. These two teams, as we said, familiar with each other. They played against each other last week in the Citizens Bank Classic at Van Buren. Going to go inside. Hook shot turnaround is no good. Trying to shoot it over Waymire. And a jump ball is K.J. Stewart, the one who shot it. Had to go to four, and he is tied up by Luke Cruz. Good hustle by Cruz. And offensive possession goes over to Mountain Home. Van Buren kind of caught sleeping last time down the floor on defense. This time they picked up Talon Benton at half court. In the corner is Luke Cruz. He's the one that got the three-point play. He has it in the corner looking inside for Waymire. They're doubling him down low. Now they're going back to single. Man-on-man coverage, but he throws it to Benton, and Benton dribbles out, throws it to the top of the key to Colton Peters. They go inside to Waymire. Waymire had it taken away from him, but Mackie Burnett got a piece of the arm, and so that'll be our call. They're actually going to call on K.J. Stewart. I thought it was Burnett that got him across the arm, but anytime you get a foul call on a 6'8 postman, that's a good thing. So we'll take that. Braden Gilmore, 6'3 sophomore, comes in immediately replacing Stewart. Maybe they think he's in foul trouble after one foul. Not even 90 seconds into this game. We're all tied at three. Bombers inbounded underneath, and they caught Van Buren sleeping once again. Catching the ball underneath the basket is Talon Benton. And hits the easy layup. He got the pass. Inbound pass from Hunter Bashirs. It's 5-3. The Bombers leading. Jordan West on the left wing looking inside. The person who just checked in, Gilmore, turn around and nothing there. He can't get the shot over Waymire, so he kicks it back out. And now he has the basketball behind the three-point arch. It looks like a fish out of water. He'll go to Jordan West. He'll drive to the free throw line, pick up his dribble, gives it Burnett. Burnett trying to face off against Cruz, drives inside, pull-up jumper from 10 feet. It's no good, but he follows his own shot, and Burnett has it. They get it inside ball, knocked away, but they're going to get a foul call on Benton. This will be his first and the first team foul called on Mountain Home. The Bombers leading it 5-3. It was in the lane, but it was not a shooting foul, so Van Buren going to inbound it on the right baseline. Trigger man will be Presley Kendricks. They throw it inside, and a double clutch shot made it, but they're going to wave off the basket, a foul before the shot. And it'll be on number one, Talon Benton. That's his second. Pick up two quick fouls. And Josh Fulcher, maybe going to his bench, but he's not going to get time to go to his bench early. They're going to get backdoor cut, a pass inside to Braden Gilmore. He got the layup, and we're all knotted up at five. In the front court for the Bombers is Luke Cruz. Coming off the screen is Peters. He's going to drive to the free throw line, throw it out on the left wing. Benton, three-pointer from the left wing. Got in the net for Talon Benton. He's got 5 points. And he gives the Bombers back a lead. They lead it 8-5. We're here at the first-round game of the Cyclone Classic in Russell, Arkansas, at Cyclone Arena. Mountain Home and Van Buren. The Bombers leading it by three on the right wing is Jordan West. Fakes a three, drives inside. Might have got away with a walk, but they're going to call a foul. Maybe the foul happened first. This will be on number 34, David Waymire, the 6'9 senior, his first and the team's third. They're going to send Jordan West to the line. Free throw on the way is good. He's got 4 points for Van Buren. I'm home going to the bench, but they didn't get it in time. Missed free throw, so Baylor Cassilius, 6'2 junior, will have to check in at the next step off. In the front court, working is Dallin Benton. He's got 5 points in this quarter. They'll give it on the right wing to Cruz. Cruz into the corner, lobs it in there for Peters. A baseball pass across court to Bashiers. He'll drive inside, free throw line extended shot, no good. Getting the rebound for Van Buren is Burnett. He's going to dribble through traffic to the right wing, one-on-one against Cruz. Looked like he was going to shoot it over him, but he'll reverse the field, and this time they get the walk on Jordan West. Only one at last possession down. Cassilius, the 6'2 junior, will check in, replacing Callen Benton. 4:38 left to play, first period. Mountain Home leading 8-6. Bombers 2-4 on the season. Van Buren 3-3. With it near the half-court circle is Cruz. They'll get in the corner now to Bashiers. Coming off the screen is number 10, Cassilius, at the top of the key. They go inside to Waymire. He's on the block. Puts a double-team shot up, no good. Awkward-looking shot with the rebound as West for Van Buren. Bombers leading 8-6. Taking the three for Van Buren is Gilmore. He'll swing it around right side. Burnett, he'll drive inside. He'll run her over Waymire. Waymire actually got a piece of it. Partially blocked, and Bashiers gets the rebound, and here come the Bombers in transition. Calling for it is Cruz in the corner. He can't get the shot off. He's still on the left wing, though, and picked up by Presley Kendricks. Dribble to the top of the key, a one-handed bounce pass to Peters. He'll swing it around right side this time. Cassilius looking inside. Now coming off the screen once again is Bashiers. And a traveling call is going to be called against Peters. Second turnover for the Bombers. Checking in for Van Buren, Zane West. Zane West and Jordan West. Zane is a 5'9 senior. 3:39 left to play first period. And the Bombers with a 2-point lead. Van Buren with a basketball in the front court. Kendricks takes the handoff. Gives it off to Jordan West. He'll take it right side of the lane, layup good. Nobody picked him up after he beat his man. And we're all tied at 8. And Jordan West with 6 of the 8 points for the Pointers. In the front court is Colton Peters. Dribble to the left wing, was picked up. Give it on the right wing to Cassilius. 3:08 left to play in the first period. Waymire calling for it on the right block. They're trying to get it to him. He's got his man in front of him, calling for it behind. They'll move around left side. They drive inside by Cruz. Double team, kicks it out. Here's a three-point try. No good. Waymire gets the rebound, goes back up with it, and puts it in. Three-pointer was missed by Cruz. Waymire, the offensive putback, his first points of the game. He had 11 last week against Van Buren. And driving down the right side, West throws up a shot. It's a prayer. Nowhere close with the rebound. It's Bashiers, and here comes Mountain Home leading 10-8. In the corner is Cassilius. They'll throw it to the top of the key and Bashiers. Waymire working that low block, just running block to block. Gets it inside to him, double team, kicks it right back out. Inside-outside play. Three-pointer won't go by Peters, but there's Waymire with the rebound at the high post. Nothing that he can do with it. He had to take a power dribble to gain his footing, so they'll throw it out. Bashiers has it at the top of the key. The Bombers with a 2-point lead and the basketball with 2:05 left to play here in the first period. Left side, Bashiers. Cross-door dribble trying to shake Jordan West. Can't. They go inside to Waymire. Misses the turnaround jumper. Van Buren has it. Wants to push it up the floor. Kendricks in the front court. He's just going to launch a three. He knocks it down. That's their second lead of the game as Van Buren takes an 11-10 lead, and Coach Fulcher wants to take a timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. Van Buren leading the Bombers 11-10. You're listening to Bomber Basketball and Classic Hits 101.7.
Is it time to make a change? Integrity First Bank has been headquartered in Mountain Home, serving the Twin Lakes area since 1963. Although we've grown through the years, we're only as big as you need us to be. With 5 local offices, we are a full-service bank offering everything from convenient online and mobile banking, home lending and financing, to trust and wealth management services. You can bank on Integrity First to provide hometown, quality banking service with local decisions that our friends and neighbors have trusted for more than half a century. We invite you to come experience it for yourself at Integrity First Bank.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Bombers using one of five timeouts there, calling a timeout after it made a three-pointer by Braden Gilmore of Van Buren. The pointers leading Bombers by a point. Coming off a screen is Colton Peters. A double screen, actually, has it top of key, but can't get the shot off. A minute 34 left to play here in the first period. Colton Peters still with it. He'll dribble to the left wing. On the right block is Waymire. He's going to get the offensive put back up. No good after the missed shot by Peters. Van Buren has. It looked like they were wanting to push up the floor, but their coach, Austin Trimley, to slow it down. Van Buren with a one-point lead. Both teams have led by as many as three. Been back and forth a little bit, and the offensive foul called. There's a missed three-pointer, but a legal screen happens before that, and it's going to be on number 22, Braden Gilmore, his first. That'll be the second team foul. Sorry, the third team foul on Van Buren. Both teams with three fouls. Coming off the screen is Cresilius. He was open, but he passed on the 15-footer. Dishes it off to Peters. He'll drive inside, throws it underneath the Waymire. Never got to him. Never had a chance. The ball was knocked away, and here comes Jordan West. It's a one-on-two. He's going to take it anyway and hit the layup, and he's fouled. Didn't have numbers, but he must have liked his angle. And the foul's going to be on the Waymire. That'll be number two. Tough foul to pick up. The second one here in the first period. And Jordan West will go to the line for the three-point play. Checking in for Mountain Home is Luke Dibble, a 6'1 junior. Free throw is good. 9 points for Jordan West. The pointers lead at 14-10. Now Waymire will check out. Checking in for him, making his first appearance, is Bennett Pinson, 6'2 junior. A little bit shorter lineup when you pull your 6'9 senior out, and you have to with two personal fouls. Coach Fulcher really doesn't have a choice here. Small lineup, they don't have anybody posting up down low. Running side to side along the free throw line is Luke Cruz setting screens. And now he pops out, gets at the top of the key, fakes a three, and he's knocked to the floor. A little late call, but it is the right call. Brayden Fillmore just picked up his second. They might have let it go. However, when a player hits the deck, you got to call something. Benson will inbound it on the far side. He gets it inbounds to Peters. Peters in the corner. Three-point drive by Benson is no good. Long rebound comes to Zane West. 15 seconds left to play here in the first period. Pointers leading the Bombers 14-10. Dribbling around half court is Jordan West with 6 seconds left. And now he's going to attack, use the screen. He'll take it right side, throw it in the corner. Here's a three-point try. It's no good. Bombers with the rebound, and this comes to the end of the first period. With our score, Van Buren 14, Mountain Home 10. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.